Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Man, I really am excited for this morning. I truly do believe that God is ready to bring some victory in this place, some healing in this place, some deliverance in this place, and I'm going to try not to be too long-winded because I'm excited to just see the Lord work in our life as we just continue to pursue him a little later. But how many of you know that life can be dark at times? Yeah. Everyone say, yep. And probably for the majority of our life, whether it's in our own life or just the lives around us, we experience darkness. We observe darkness. We just see it. And darkness is just a reality that we face daily. It's a reality of our world. And sometimes we experience darkness because of our own decisions, our own mistakes that we've made, brings consequences into our life, or we feel like mistakes that we've made just follow us around, and it's like this dark cloud that just follows us. Or even other people's mistakes bring darkness into our life. Other people's decisions have brought pain into our life. We experience darkness because of others around us. Or maybe life just feels dark because you just feel confused. You don't know what the answers are. You don't feel like you know where you're going. You feel directionless. Whatever it may be, we experience darkness in all kinds of forms, and it's something that all of us experience. It's a reality that we face in the world that we live in. And we experience darkness because of our decision. Our decision to sin has brought suffering into the world. It's brought darkness into the world. It's a consequence of our sin, of our rebellion against God from the very beginning. And every single one of us have made a decision to sin in our own lives. None of us are perfect. None of us are guiltless. Every one of us has sinned and fallen short. And the darkness that we experience is a consequence of our sin. And Scripture talks about how the wages of sin is death. The consequence of sin is death. It's darkness, right? And so this is a problem that we face. And it's not a problem that we just sit around and do nothing about, usually. We all recognize darkness is a problem. I don't like pain. I don't like suffering. I want to do something about it. And most of us are trying to do something. But the other issue is that oftentimes we don't do the right thing. And maybe some of you have also experienced this, where you experience darkness, but maybe you've turned and you've run to a relationship, or maybe sought out a romantic relationship with someone to try to mend the problems in your life, or maybe you've turned to substances, whether it be drugs or alcohol, to try to numb the pain, try to distract yourself from the pain you feel. Or maybe you just simply drown yourself in work. I'm just going to stay as busy as possible so that I never think about the problems in life. I never even pay attention to the darkness that I face. Maybe I just sit in front of a screen all day. I drown myself in media to distract myself. There's endless different things that we do to try to cope with the darkness that we face, different things that we run to. But the problem is those things are never really a solution. It might bring a temporary numbing, or it might almost seem like a light for a moment. Right, we run to this thing, and it might seem like, oh, I see a flicker of hope. I feel a little bit better. And it gives you this hope, all for that light to run out and for the darkness to return as strong as ever before. So the problem is there's darkness in our life, and there's only one true source of light for that darkness. There's no relationship, there's no substance, there's no work, there's no thing that you can go to that will illuminate darkness. There's only one true light, and that is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And I want to read from John chapter 1 this morning. This is John. John is a gospel telling the story of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, telling the story of our Savior. And this is how he introduces our Savior Jesus to us. This is how he introduces the story of Jesus coming to earth to be our Messiah. In John chapter 1, starting in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So this is how Jesus is introduced to us. Jesus, the one who has always been from the very beginning. Jesus, who is the Word. The Word meaning the source of all truth. This word, logos or logos, referring to the highest order of truth. This idea that truth comes from him. He is the source of truth, of direction, the one who is the source of life from the beginning. All things that have come to be have not come to be without him. He is the source of all things that have come to be. He's the source of life, and he is the light of all man. And that light shines in the darkness, and darkness will not, cannot overcome it. That is the light of Jesus. See, every other thing in our life is nothing but a false hope. It's a false light. It's a light that will eventually burn out, that will eventually be choked out. But the light of Jesus never fails. It never runs out. It is an eternal light that has always been and always will be. Jesus is the light of all man. His light shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. And it seems like such an obvious statement, but sometimes we need to be reminded of that, of how matter of fact it is that true light overcomes darkness. It's the very nature of light. There cannot be darkness if there is light. They're in direct contrast to each other. It's the very nature. Light is the absence of darkness. There is no intermingling. And so if Jesus, who is true light, is in our life, there cannot be darkness. The more that we move towards Jesus, the more that we move away from darkness, the more we will see the light overcome darkness in our life. It is matter of fact. It is a promise, I believe, that if Jesus is in your life, if you move close to him, you will see light illuminate darkness in your life. And sometimes darkness is actually preparing us to see the light. Sometimes it's actually only until we've experienced true darkness that we finally realize how much we need the light and that we actually start moving towards the light. And none of us want to experience darkness, but it is a reality that we face. And again, oftentimes it is a reality that we bring ourselves into, that we step into. And maybe many of you here in this room, you can testify that you found Jesus or Jesus found you when you were in the darkest place in your life. And so for maybe you in this room right now who are feeling like darkness is just consuming you, you feel like your life is dark and you're feeling angry about that or upset about that, I just want to tell you that even in that place of darkness, there's hope, because I believe light is ready to illuminate that darkness like never before. I believe you're going to see light in your darkness, and that God is preparing you for the light, that he wants to bring light in your darkness. We also need to be reminded of just the truth that there is a light that doesn't fail. There is an eternal light that Jesus is offering us. That there is light that will shine in the darkness, that will illuminate the darkness. Because when we're in the darkness, it's easy to forget about the light. Sometimes we can become comfortable with darkness in our life. And maybe you also know you can walk into a dark room and at first you feel completely blind, right? It seems very dark, but all of a sudden your eyes start to adjust and you can kind of see a little bit, can kind of function a little bit. And I feel like sometimes we almost do this with darkness in our own life. We keep facing darkness day after day, and after a while, all of a sudden, we just kind of decide to adjust to it. We just start to become comfortable with it. We just say, I'll just tolerate it. We'll just figure out how to function through the darkness. We'll figure out how to function through the pain, and we become numb to the darkness in our life. We become accustomed to it. But there is no reason why we should sit in the dark. There's no reason why we should become accustomed to darkness in our life, because Jesus has made himself fully available. Jesus, the light of all men, has made himself fully known. Later, John talks about how that light that has always been put on flesh and made himself fully revealed to us. So we have no excuse now to be in the dark. Jesus overcame darkness. He came, lived a perfect life. He died death on the cross for us. He rose from the dead. He paid the price for our sin. He took authority over darkness, and he fully realized himself to us that he is the solution, that he is the light of all mankind. He is fully available to you right now. So just like when you walk in a room that is dark and there's a light switch that all you have to do is flip on the light, Jesus is there. All you have to do is bring yourself to him, and that darkness will be illuminated in your life. I truly believe it is as simple as that. It is a matter of fact that if you bring your darkness to Jesus, the darkness will be illuminated. That's who Jesus is. That's what he does. And I believe that's available for all of us. And so may we never settle for darkness in our life. May we never settle for defeat. Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It, more than conquerors through him who loved us. Not this image of, oh, I'll just scrape by, oh, I'll just do my best, oh, I'm just trying to figure out how to tolerate my pain. I'm just trying to figure out how to live with my pain. It's not this image of just barely making it. No, but triumphing over darkness, triumphing over the things that we face, the things that we battle, that Christ is offering true victory, triumphant victory over those things, that he has called us to be more than conquerors. Because of Christ in us, we can be conquerors, because he has conquered all things. He has victory and authority over all things. That is the God that we serve. But sometimes we forget just how great our God is. We forget how able he is to bring victory in our life. We forget how able he is to bring light into the darkness in our life. We're prone to forget. And I know for me personally, I even fall into this. It's so easy to become consumed with darkness, to forget the light. I know even this past year, despite so many incredible blessings that God has brought into my life, and God has been faithful in so many ways and blessed me with a beautiful baby daughter, and I just have endless reasons to be thankful and reasons to just be hopeful and have life. But yet, I still find myself setting my mind on just how dark life is, whether it's, again, just seeing what's going on in the world around me or seeing things happening in people's life, and I just feel like things are dark. And even in my own life, my circumstances are great, but in my mind, things just feel dark, and I feel discouraged, and I allow, this has just been a year for me where I've just struggled mentally, just for whatever reason, but just allowed just this fear of death or this fear of bad things happening and just having anxiety about things. And just this darkness fills my mind and begins to make me feel like I'm in the dark, right? It feels consuming when you're facing dark things, when you're struggling with dark things, it's easy to forget about the light. And some of you here today, maybe you're feeling like your life is pretty dark. Maybe you've been wrestling through some tough things. Maybe you've been struggling with your mind, with the thoughts that just feel consuming, or you've been facing disease and sickness, or you've experienced relationships that have just been broken. Whatever it is, you're experiencing darkness, you're experiencing pain. And maybe that's just been all you can think about lately. You've been feeling just lost. You've been feeling stuck. And it feels like darkness is winning. It's easy to get to that place. But man, today, Jesus is saying to you, to me, I am the light. I will shine in the darkness. And the darkness will not and cannot overcome it. Do not forget who I am. I am the God of victory. I have all authority. Do not accept defeat. Do not accept darkness. Do not sit in the dark. Come to the light. That is what Jesus is offering to every single one of us today. Jesus wants to be the light in your life. He will be. But again, all he needs is for us to just come to him. To get up out of that darkness and move towards the light. To get up and just flip on the light switch. The only reason darkness will continue to defeat you is if you accept defeat. Is if you continue to just stay where you're at. But if you move towards Jesus, if we call on him today and ask him to be who he is in our life, I believe you're going to see the light illuminate the darkness in your life. I believe Jesus wants to bring healing today. I believe he wants to bring restoration today. I believe he wants to bring victory. And I also do want to share that one of the biggest reasons why we have such confident victory in Christ is not even because when we know Jesus, all of a sudden our life becomes perfect and we never experience pain again. That's just not the truth. That's not the reality. And the reality is that as long as we're on this earth, we will continue to battle darkness. We will continue to fight evil. We'll continue to fight against sin. But we will never have any reason to be defeated by sin because of Christ, but it's ultimately because our hope is in eternity. It's in an eternal place. It's not connected to any earthly physical thing. So even if my body is broken, even if I'm facing disease, even if my job isn't working out the way I was hoping to, even if I'm poor, even if you name it, in your physical circumstance, it cannot change the reality of your eternity and the reality of your soul. And that is, even if we, in the world's eyes, even if we take the greatest loss being death, even if we are put to kill, even if we're tortured and die, it is our greatest gain in Christ. Because in death, we receive true life, and all things become truly perfect, truly new. That is our ultimate reward in the end. And there's nothing in all creation that can steal that from you, that can take that from you. There's nothing that can be done to you, that can happen to you, that can steal your hope in Christ. That is why we are more than conquerors. Do I believe Jesus can bring healing to your physical body? 100%. And I'm believing for him to do that today. He is able to. I've seen him do it many times. Do I believe Jesus wants to bring blessing into your life? I do believe that. I believe God is faithful to those who are faithful to him. But to be honest, the thing that does bring me the most joy and the most hope is that I know that even if I don't receive healing, even if I don't receive X, Y, and Z of what I'm hoping to receive, I still have far more than I ever deserved. I still have far more than I ever need in Christ, knowing where my eternity will be. And knowing that I have a God who loves me, the God of the universe created me and loves me and wants to be in relationship with me. But that is the hope of Christ, that what the world sees as the greatest failures, the greatest loss, becomes our greatest hope. It reveals hope to us. What Satan tries to use to destroy you reveals our greatest hope. Those of you who are in the dark, God is going to use to reveal the light to you, to reveal how great the light is. Even in Satan's plot to discourage you, to keep you stuck in darkness, to break you, God is going to use for your good if you put your trust in him. God works all things for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. So those specifically who put their trust in him, who run to him. If you bring yourself in a place of faith in Christ as your Savior, I fully believe that that will be true in your life, that God will work all things for your good as you are called according to his purpose. I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up. And really, I want the message and the call today to just be so simple and straightforward. But that is, there is light available to all of us. There is victory available to all of us through Jesus. And whether it's the first time you've ever heard that, or you've heard that your whole life, and you just need to be reminded of it, I want us to fully realize who Jesus is today, that he is the light that shines in the darkness, that he is the one who took authority and victory over all power, over all principality, over every name that can be named in all creation. Jesus rules over it all. He has power over it all. And every one of us in this room, I'm sure, can think of some darkness that you've experienced lately, that you've been facing lately. Or at least you know somebody who's walking in darkness right now. And I want our response today to be no. In all this, we will be more than conquerors. We are not going to succumb to the darkness. We're not going to sit back and accept defeat today, because that's not the God we serve. We serve a God of victory. So we're going to remember that today and respond accordingly. So I'm gonna ask us to stand together. And there's two things that I want to happen this morning. We are going to have the staff and deacons and their wives come up to the front and be ready to pray with people. And so one, if that is you today and you are just feeling like you've been stuck in darkness, you've been feeling discouraged, you have been feeling like you're not seeing the light, and you want Jesus to illuminate that darkness. You hear that word today and you're saying, I need that. Jesus is the one I need today. I need that Jesus to be at work in my life. I need victory. I need freedom. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Jesus is the solution. He has authority over it. So I'm gonna invite you to come up and pray with someone at the front. And you're going to stand in agreement together in prayer and ask Jesus to be who he is. We're going to ask Jesus to bring victory over the darkness in our life. And I really believe Jesus is going to do that today. So that's one response. And for the other person, if you're not coming to the front to pray with someone, or you're not praying with someone next to you, I just want us to magnify the name of Jesus this morning, to exalt him as the light in the darkness, to just declare who he is, to declare Jesus has the victory, he has the authority, and to intercede on the behalf of those who are feeling stuck in darkness, who are in a spiritual warfare right now. We are going to battle against darkness as we just declare his praises, as we declare who he is. We're going to proclaim who our God is this morning, and we're going to see victory break out in people's lives. And I believe even as we just worship God ourselves, we're going to see victory in our life.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.